and I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Jan Hoffman of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
According to Jan Hoffman, head of the Trade Facilitation Section of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the crisis on the Red Sea weekly tanker ship transits are down 80%. Transit of ships carrying grain are down 6%, and gas carriers have stopped transit altogether.
Now, the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. The surge in the average container spot rate from Shanghai went up by plus $500, and that was the highest ever weekly increase.
Hoffman says ships have to travel through other routes, which increases the transit days and total transit costs, while also increasing greenhouse emissions. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his last stop on his four-nation African tour Thursday with a visit to Angola, where he met with President João Lourenço. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Blinken's four-nation tour of Africa began earlier this week and included stops in Cape Verde, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. Following talks with the Angolan president in the capital, Luanda, Blinken Thursday told reporters the U.S.-Angolan relationship has reached new heights.
This is a historic moment for the partnership between the United States and Angola. Our relationship is stronger, it's more consequential, it's farther reaching than in any point in our 30-year friendship. And at this transformational moment, President Biden asked me to come to Luanda to help build on and accelerate our progress.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at VOA.